This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. Starting with the good news, we cheer the 50 women who became the first female graduates of the Iraqi Police Officer Training Academy. First Lieutenant Farah Hamid, age 24, stressed the importance of women doing police work, saying, quote, "Everyone says men are able to do everything, but that is not true. In investigations, especially with women, women use their compassion with victims to get them to answer questions clearly," unquote. The 50 women trained and studied separately from their 1,050 male classmates, but were subject to the same standards. However, while men slept at the academy, there was no housing for women. The women had to commute, some leaving their homes as early as 4 a.m. and returning after dark. Women were encouraged by their families to join the academy, but some of the graduates said they received threats from the men in their communities. More news to cheer this week? To combat the passage of the restrictive anti-choice STUPAC amendment to the health care legislation passed by the House of Representatives, Diane DeGette, co-chair of the Congressional Pro-Choice Caucus, collected 40 signatures of pro-choice House Democrat. They pledged that they would oppose final passage of the act if the anti-choice amendment is not removed. Representative Paul Grijalva, a Democrat from Arizona, also announced that he will fight the STUPAC amendment, saying, quote, "No state should be able to restrict the health care choices available to its own people," unquote. We cheer actress Emma Thompson, social activist and entrepreneur Sam Roddick, and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg for their efforts to bring an art installation to New York City's Washington Square Park that tells the personal story of a woman trafficked into sexual slavery. Emma Thompson said at the opening, quote, "People just don't want to know about this issue. It's hidden, it's criminal, it's perverse, and yes, it's happening right on your own doorstep," unquote. Cheers for Sharmini Boyle, who was unanimously elected founder president of the South Asian Women in Media Regional Executive Body at their first regional conference in Lahore, Pakistan. This organization is the first South Asian all-female media association. Cheers for the Women's Health Research Group at Yale University for undertaking a study to identify gender differences in the effects of combat stress among returning soldiers. Women represent 220,000 of the 2 million Americans who have fought in Afghanistan and Iraq since 2001. We cheer the opening in East London of a refuge to protect women who are at risk of forced marriage and honor-based violence. The Saranaya Refuge is one of only two of its kind in the United Kingdom. The Association of Chief Police Officers estimates that each year, 17,000 British women are subject to honor-based violence, which can include murder, and each year an estimated 3,000 women are forced into marriage. Now for the bad news. HIV is the leading cause of death globally among women between the ages of 15 and 44, according to a report by the World Health Organization. The report, entitled Women and Health, Today's Evidence, Tomorrow's Agenda, focuses on the health needs and circumstances of women worldwide. The researchers found that the highest death rates of women in their reproductive years from HIV/AIDS occurred in low-income countries, where the death rate was 22.3%, and secondly in middle-income countries, where the death rate was 15.4%. Unsafe sex was the biggest risk factor. More news to cheer this week? The number of children in Britain who reported sexual abuse by women to the hotline called Childline rose 132% since 2005. Out of the 16,000 children who called the helpline, 2,000 spoke of abuse by a woman. Nearly two-thirds, or 1,300 cases, of the female sex abuse claims involved the child's mother. Men still account for the majority of child abuse claims, but experts suggest that female sex abuse has been underreported. Women may live 6 to 8 years longer than men, but they receive poorer quality care throughout their lives, this according to a World Health Organization report. The largest health shortcomings are related to mental health problems and sexual violence, from which women suffer more than men. Jeers to Mark Lowe, a wealthy British financier who has been accused by a former female employee of bringing prostitutes to business meetings. The employee is bringing a suit against Lowe and his investment firm for alleged sexual discrimination. Jeers for the expulsion of 10 sexual violence aid agencies from Sudan, where they had been providing medical and psychological support for Darfur rape victims. One official said, quote, "Women are now feeling a lot less safe in reporting rapes, and there's been a resurgence of the bad old days when women victims are treated like criminals if they do report it," unquote. Jeers to the U.S. hotel industry, where female housekeepers are 50% more likely to be injured on the job than male housekeepers. Female housekeepers have a 7.9% injury rate each year. Hispanic women had the highest injury rate, 10.6% per year. Jeers to the conditions which cause U.S. women diagnosed with certain serious illnesses to be 7 times more likely to become separated or divorced than men with similar health problems. In a study which looked at 515 patients diagnosed with brain tumors or multiple sclerosis, among women who became ill, about 21% experienced the end of a marriage, compared to only 3% of men with similar diagnoses. We jeer a situation brought to light following the recent David Letterman scandal. Although more women watch television than men, there are still few or perhaps no female writers on late-night television shows such as The Jay Leno Show, The Daily Show, and The Late Show with David Letterman. Women represent only 18% of the top leadership roles in 10 sectors of the U.S. economy, including business and nonprofit. The same study showed that as many as 90% of women and men are ready to see women in charge, however. We jeer the Wisconsin court which sentenced a mother to 30 days in jail after her daughter repeatedly refused to comply with court-ordered visitation with her father. And this week we note that women treated for breast cancer have about 20% risk of relapse if they have dense breasts or breasts with less fatty tissue. This is according to Canadian researchers who looked at the medical records of 335 women with an average age of 63.5. Breast density was highest in the youngest women in the study. We also note that Australian scientists have developed a surgical technique that may enable women with breast cancer to regrow their breasts after a mastectomy. Human trials are expected to start within 3 to 6 months. And we also note that almost 50% of women who have surgery for breast cancer still have pain 2 to 3 years later, this according to a study in Denmark. Women over 40 were most affected, with 64 in 100 saying they still had pain. A female Brazilian student was readmitted to her university in Sao Paulo after she was escorted off campus and expelled in October for wearing a short dress. The university had said she was expelled for disrupting classes through, quote, "a flagrant lack of respect for ethical principles, academic dignity, and morality," unquote. The student said she had never been warned about her dress. We note that the girlfriend of James Kazini, Uganda's former army chief, was arrested in connection with his death. An army spokesperson said that Kazini had been a victim of domestic violence. We note that Elizabeth Lambert's violent play during a soccer match in Colorado Springs, Colorado, has spurred a national debate about sportsmanship, gender roles, double standards, and the sexualized portrayal of female athletes. We note that in the United Kingdom, surgeries to improve the appearance of female genitals for both psychological and physical reasons numbered 1,118 last year. This is an increase of 70% over the previous year. We note that the killer of an Egyptian pregnant woman has been sentenced to life in prison without eligibility for early release. Marwa Sherbini was stabbed at least 16 times by Alexander Wiens in July during a hearing in a German courtroom. Thousands attended Sherbini's funeral in Egypt. We note that the lawyer of the man trying to extort $2 million from talk show host David Letterman contends that his client was trying to sell a story to Letterman, not extort him. A motion has been filed to drop the extortion charge in the state Supreme Court in Manhattan.
And finally, we note that a mother's plea to be buried with her son in a Massachusetts military cemetery has been denied. Currently, only spouses and children can be buried in the same plot as a fallen soldier. Legislation that would extend this burial right to biological or adoptive parents is pending in the U.S. Senate.
These news briefs were compiled by Kimberly St. Louis, an editorial intern at the Women's E! News. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.